Welcome to TruthMafia.com. This is your host, Tommy Truthful, in another episode of the Truth Mafia podcast. This is called Fair Use and is allowed for purposes of criticism, news reporting, teaching, and parody, which doesn't infringe of copyright under U.S. 17107. We're going to talk about Joe Rogan and Cat Williams' new podcast, where Cat talks about his necklace.
This is a machine that we have.
It's a biological machine.
Right. And once you understand it, you understand it.
Yeah. And you could fuck with that machine. You could juice it up. You could fucking get it stronger. Get it smarter. You could do a lot of things with that machine.
This is what the Anunnaki said. Yeah. This is how you know that these are not made up things from people's imagination, because everything is too factual. Like this necklace, right?
Right.
People online were like, yeah, is that Buddhist or that's this or that? It's none of that. Like I just try to find the answers to things. So
is that a ship wheel?
I designed this because this is that thing that you see that all the Anunnaki guys that have that look like a wristwatch. And they always have it, and you're always trying to see what that is.
Yeah, what is that?
It is a time, and it's a compass. It's a timekeeping compass.
That's what that is?
Yeah. So that's what made the carrier of great importance, because he was able to do things that were magical in nature, like go somewhere and get right back. Like, you know what I mean?
So yeah,
like
that thing on the wrist was a compass?
A timekeeping compass. Yeah. Right. So you had to believe in things that didn't exist at some point, like magnetics and distance and probabilities and
So if you remember, when Cat had his first podcast that went viral, everybody was trying to break down the necklace. And what did I say? I said it represents Stargate technology. It represents the eight-pointed star. And that's what it is. That's what it is. And now you're seeing him kind of allude to that, what it really is. It's their teleportation device that allows them to travel interdimensionally. This Stargate technology. Now, this is a remake of the watch. This, what he called a compass, a timekeeping compass, which really doesn't make sense when you think about it. What is that, Cat? But that's neither here nor there. I think he just didn't know how to say what he was trying to say. And then he didn't want to look stupid. You know what I mean? Because a timekeeping compass, like, dude, what are you talking about for real? It's a teleportation device. And if you look at the oldest depiction of this watch, what is it? Eight wheels. There's eight wheels going around there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's a representation of the eight-pointed star. Just like on Cat's necklace, there's eight spokes going around on this alleged ship wheel. That's what they said it was at first, right? Well, the eight-pointed star of the Anunnaki in ancient mythology, the eight-pointed star represents the god of heaven, who was called Anu. And this is the father god of Enlil and Enki. He was the god of heaven. His son Enlil, who is Jupiter, who is Zeus, ended up taking over his pantheon. So you don't hear about Anu as much as you do Enki or Enlil. We also seen this eight-pointed star with Marduk. He was covered in this eight-pointed star. And the ancient humans would talk about an eight-pointed star would open up in the sky, and these giant Caucasian humanoids that were 15 foot tall would come through this Stargate with advanced technology. So why were they all saying the same thing? if you look at Inanna's name in cuneiform, it's the eight. We see this giant Anunnaki here talking to these little humans, and on the table, some people say it's a representation of Shamash, the sun disk, but it's still the eight-pointed star. It's still a representation of that. Now, CERN has the eight bars going around. Count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, just like at the Vatican, the eight spokes on the wheel. The eight primordial creator gods representing the Ogdoad. It's all opening this portal to Dimension X. That's what Nibiru really is. It's a dimension. They're using Stargate technology to travel interdimensionally. And that's what Kat was trying to say right there. He actually said a lot of really truthful things during that podcast. We see the eight-pointed star in The Simpsons. It's their clock. Remember the clock on the wall in The Simpsons, guys? That purple and green clock? That's the eight-pointed star. Count the green spokes on that. There's eight of them. Captain Marvel, she has it on her chest. Wonder Woman has it on her forehead. We always see it with superheroes with special abilities because these Anunnaki were said to have powers. We see it with the Maltese cross. This represents the eight-pointed star too. There's 8 points on that Maltese cross. And the oldest symbol of Nibiru was the cross. It's the planet of the crossing is what they say. But the Order of the Dragon, Vlad the Impaler, his father started this secret order. And they're of that descendant. They're of that lineage, this Anunnaki lineage. If you watch Apple TV's new series called Constellation, they just had it on episode 4. Of season 1, guys. It was huge, right on the Christmas tree, the eight-pointed star, as they're eating dinner. And it was at 3 minutes and 54 seconds in. Well, solar cross is 354, and so is time cube. And the solar cross is, like I said, that's the ancient symbol for Nibiru, that cross, which is also the cross of Baal, right? That's the cross of Baal. Now, some people think the eight-pointed star of Ishtar and the sun cross of the Shamash symbol is different, but I don't believe it is. I think it's actually the same exact thing, but that can be debated. Now, we also see this eight-pointed star on the Union Jack, the British flag. It's also on the Basque Spain, the Liberian Peninsula flag, which is on my mother's side. That's our lineage. We have the highest demographic of the Rh negative factor out of any buddy on this planet, and they believe they're descendants of these Anunnaki. Now, we see the eight-pointed star again with Saturn, and I've always told you guys, I've wrote many blogs on it, Saturn was known as the ancient sun. They're trying to recreate the golden age, this ancient alignment.
That in the ancient biblical text of the Book of Enoch, there's vivid descriptions of multiracial aliens called Anunnaki who went against God and slept with the daughters of men, and they bore great giant offspring. Enoch, who was the great grandfather of biblical Noah, also known as Zisudra, recounts Noah being albino with blue eyes and a son of Enki, the Sumerian water god. Interestingly, the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD chose to exclude this book from the Bible due to its detailed accounts of encounters with alien beings known as the Anunnaki, who interacted with our ancient ancestors. Today, we're going to reveal the complete historical records from the Book of Enoch and the Lost Book of Enki, shedding light on these events from ancient times. Enoch, a righteous and just man favored by the Lord God Enki, described a time before the first great flood. He witnessed extraordinary events, such as being taken up into the sky in a burning disc or chariot, where he saw the earth as a massive sphere, which in modern terms, this could be interpreted as an experience of being on a spaceship, viewing the planet Earth from beyond its atmosphere. During Enoch's time, humanity was peaceful, offering rituals and sacrifices to both their god and gods. Ritually, these gods accepted the offerings and stored them for later use, thus no longer needing to farm or grow their own food on this planet, the humans could do it for them. Enki, a compassionate, wise, but lustrous water god, was left in charge of Earth after his brother Enlil was away off planet. He held great affection for human men and also the daughters they produced. This led to him having relations with Lameh's wife, Betenos. Lameh, the grandson of Enoch, was driven and overjoyed to hear the birth of a son from Betenos. Little did he know the great shock that awaited him. The following verse from Book of Enoch 105 reads, "After a time, my son Methuselah took a wife for his son Lamech. She became pregnant by him and brought forth a child, the flesh of which was as white as snow and red as a rose, the hair of whose head was white like wool and long, and whose eyes were beautiful. When he opened them, he illuminated all the house like the sun. The whole house abounded with light. And when he was taken from the hand of the midwife, opening also his mouth, he spoke to the Lord of righteousness. Then Lamech, his father, was afraid of him, and flying away, came to his own father Methuselah, and said, 'I have begotten a son unlike to other children. He is not human, but resembling the offspring of the angels of heaven, is of a different nature from ours, being altogether unlike to us.'" Enoch's depiction in this passage reveals that Noah, also known as Zisudra, possessed the distinctive trait of being an albino. He bore striking physical resemblances to some of messengers and deities, commonly referred to as the Anunnaki. This uniqueness set him apart from other humans, as the descendants of Adam had a dark skin complexion during this time.
Enoch is half human, half Anunnaki, according to some of the texts. So he's a quote-unquote demigod, supposedly. So he was, his father was a god with a lowercase g, and his mother was a human being. He was special. And these beings that came to visit gave him an appointed date that he would be taken away from Earth. He's then brought back at some point in the future. In the Bible, it seems as if he just disappeared from Earth and he was taken into heaven and never came back. In the Book of Enoch, you find that he was brought back. Pretty interesting. Also, what's interesting about Enoch is he came back with some advanced knowledge and understanding about construction techniques.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, this guy understands and knows how to build megalithic structures. Who taught him this information? Wherever he went, he became a student, and he had this knowledge and this wisdom.
At that time, the humanoids on Earth were melanated. These gods that were coming from interdimensional stargates were 15 foot tall albino with blue eyes. So they looked very much like the entity on Prometheus. And I think they were telling us a lot of truth in the movie Prometheus and the movie Alien Covenant.
Beings created the humans and the engineers. It also mentions that they were able to manipulate climate and gravitational forces on a planet in order to wipe out all life so they can start over with a new species. Now, I mentioned in the other video that they're able to cause natural catastrophes like floods and ice ages. Now, whatever decision is made, it's bound to cause a loss of life on a massive scale. Now, this is supposed to be the being that goes to different galaxies to see life on planets. Now, with the engineers being able to have some type of control like this, it seems like the engineers are possibly creating some life forms and also killing some life forms. Although it's unclear if the engineers are taking orders from these higher beings or if they are making their own choices. Now, although this topic is really new, there's not a lot of information about these higher beings. It's really big news because it gives us a new character to discover, and it means they will have a story to be explained. Now, this is where I'm going to bring up another topic that is very similar. But before I get into this, I'd like you guys to keep an open mind. This video is not meant to make you believe in something else. It's just pointing out that what Ridley Scott is doing with Alien Covenant and the engineers, the humans, and these higher beings is something very similar that has been explained by some people in real life. Now, the secrets of humans, engineers, and these higher beings shares a very big similarity to the story of extraterrestrials from the Andromeda system. Now, back in 1994, someone named Alex Collier did a private interview talking about this. He claims to be a contactee with extraterrestrials, and he mentions a lot of things that matches what is happening in Alien Covenant. Now, the information he shares mentions that the Andromedan race is white-skinned to light blue skin that can be up to 8 feet tall. They are very much human in a way. Now, all humanoid beings originated from a planet called Lyra, but when a star near their planet died out, they spread out to different planets and galaxies to preserve their race. He also mentions that they are a one-world government. They are spiritually advanced to human beings by around 4,700 years, and on a technological level, they are around 50,000 years more advanced than human beings. The technology they create is based on a spiritual necessity to evolve and not meant to be used as weapons, even though it can be used that way. Now, each race has their own uniqueness based on their belief systems and is given what they need to evolve. This race is constantly trying to surpass their limits. The last thing he mentions is that these aliens want our part of the galaxy to evolve with them, but what's holding it back are that humans are unwilling to evolve their consciousness. We are unwilling to accept that other life forms exist, and some are even here to help us because we are so focused on our own lives and nothing else matters to us. Now, if our galaxy was to evolve, it would either have to be with humanity evolving with it, or they would have to be wiped out. Now, another story that has some connection to what is happening in Alien Covenant and Prometheus is an ancient alien theory about the Anunnaki race. They were a group of aliens that came to Earth and seeded the human race in many variations. So this goes back to what was mentioned about these higher beings are the ones that created different life forms on various planets in different universes. Now, it is believed that a planet called Nibiru was a 12th planet in our solar system that runs on an elliptical orbit. Now, it's seen as heaven, where their gods came from. Now, Nibiru also had other names like Planet X, Marduk, Kingdom of Heavens, Heaven, and Paradise. So it seems like the paradise we see in Alien Covenant is very similar to where the Anunnaki is from. There's a lot of connections like how they perceive this planet as paradise, where their gods came from. Now, early humanoid beings on Earth saw alien visitors as gods. Now, one early theory is that these higher beings are the gods who control which planets get a new species during an era, and the engineers are seen as fallen angels doing their own experiments. Now, of course, that's just the image they were given by early civilizations. So, when we look at the new information about Alien Covenant, it seems like Ridley Scott was inspired by the story of ancient alien theories. Now, the whole idea of aliens creating humans with their own DNA connects with the events we saw in Prometheus. Now, when I put the whole thing together, I found this to be very interesting. I feel like Ridley Scott is trying to bring more attention to this topic by explaining it through his movies in Prometheus and Alien Covenant.
Now, over on my big website, truthmafia.com, you can find that episode that Cat Williams and Joe Rogan did, the number 2111 episode, which I decoded and show you the connection to that 2111 code on truthmafia.com. There's also a podcast over there called Truth Mafia Podcast number 117, which me and Donut Factory did on the Cat Williams and Joe Rogan podcast. And we are completely viewer funded. So we're running a big sale right now. We have some of the best products in the game. And this is on my other website, truthfultv.com, where I do my personal decodes. I do all my bookings over here, my dream interpretations. So if you're looking to find out your role in this simulation, are you a first player character or a non-player character? One of the 169,000 that actually have souls? You can find that out today over on truthfultv.com. And if you click on the shop over there, you'll see some of the new products we got in. Every product that we have over there, most of them is from one jeweler, and he's been doing it for over, his family has been doing it for over 1,000 years. It's Alchemical Magic Jewelry, which I love that name. And he, every piece of jewelry he creates, it has a purpose. You know, it either shields EMF or transmutates negative energy into positive energy. The copper obsidian bracelets that he creates are tuned at certain frequencies that match our alpha brain waves. Then he has the Organite turquoise obsidian bracelets that just came out, which I'm super excited about. So instead of having an Organite pyramid, you can actually wear this one on your wrist. He sent me two of them. I got an exclusive one that no one else got with the redstone in it, but you know, I'm a little special, so I get that. Now, our Organite is not made out of plastic like all the rest of these people out here. You got to be very careful, because if you get the wrong kind, it's going to actually amplify the negative energy. Organite works by drawing in energy through its matrix, which is made with resin and metals. The organic and inorganic materials inside every organite crystal quartz, the crystal returns the energy to its natural state. Now, here is the bracelets that went crazy viral. One video I did, guys, we sold over 400 of these in one day. Over half of his inventory, and they're tuned at 7.83 hertz, which aligns with the Schumann resonance, the Earth's natural frequency, and the same rhythm that pulses within our alpha brainwaves. This profound connection, first identified by Professor Winfield Schumann in 1952, it's essential for our well-being, offering a harmonious balance disrupted by the modern world. Beyond its beauty, the black obsidian stone serves as a guardian against negative energy. Esteemed by ancient civilizations like the Aztecs, the Mayans, for its protective qualities, it shields the wearer from psychic attacks, negative energy. If you're an empath, you got to be very careful what type of energy you allow around you, both negative and positive. It'll literally make you sick. I can't be around negative people because I absorb their energy. So I got to make sure I'm protected. And these bracelets right here are amazing, guys. They're $26. Use promo code SALE17. You get an extra 17% off with free shipping. I mean, we got the best prices in the game. And again, we're 100% viewer funded, so we appreciate all your love and support. It's a great way to support the platform. We're on Instagram, Tommy Truthful TV, and we're on Facebook, Truth Mafia Podcast. And you can text me anytime at 234-425-2099. I do not answer calls, so just shoot me a text and I will hit you back.